Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Are you there? Oh, you got to go in. Hey, you there?
I'm here, Trace.
How you doing?
Good. You?
I'm doing well. Got to find some glasses so I can see. Oh, there you are. And I see you're cheating with the background. Larry, listen, we are not going to be live on the radio, but we're going to be live on internet. And this morning, Sticks and I did a show. He'll be on soon, I'm sure. Sticks and I did a show with a friend of mine named Sam Papino on the banking crisis. But we didn't go live. We just did a pre-recorded. And I will not. So I never want to do another pre-recorded show again. So when we go up, we always go live. The radio station called me, and they are having some problems with the transmitter today. So they can't get the information and we can't get out. But people don't tune in the radio like they used to.
Right.
So you get in the car, you turn the radio on. If you're a radio person, if you're not a radio person, you should not carry a radio with you. You've got a blog. You're following the followers. You're not following the radio anymore.
Right.
And so since Sticks is here, I will say this once, and I will have to say this again. Hey, Floyd.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I talked to Josh over at WHKW. We're not going to go live today. There's something wrong with the transmitters. They were having some problems.
Okay.
The show that we did this morning, we will never do another recorded show again.
Okay.
We will always be live.
All right. Why?
Because it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Once we have it live, it's already recorded. You can listen to it as you will. And Josh will play our pre-recorded shows and plug them in wherever they like.
Okay.
So it may be – so we will, when we have our shows, they'll be canned. Whenever they need a slot, whenever they need a show, they'll plug us in wherever they want us to be.
Oh, so if they got dead air at 2 o'clock in the morning, we might go on.
We may go on at 2 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because wherever there's a hole, we'll fill it. We'll be a filler.
Okay.
Whether it be 20 minutes or whether it be – or maybe an hour, depending on what the show is. Because once we get the show in the can, because once – remember, we'll be live on the internet always. am I live? We'll be live on the internet always. But we just won't be live on WHKW and on radio. So the cluster of stations can use us wherever they want us.
Good.
And we'll put the intro, the outro, and whatever information we want inside the show as we need to do it and edit it in and make it great radio.
Okay.
And today it's us and we are live, and we'll be live in a few minutes.
Been live. I won't be here next week. I got to go look and check your house before they close.
Don't say anything else you don't want anybody else to say, because I've told all of our trade secrets to the world, because we are live on Blog Talk Radio. We're not live streaming on StreamYard yet, but we're headed out there. So that's what happens when you do raw streaming live. We're going live, guys. So let's see. I want you to hear something, and we'll listen to it, and then we'll start there, and we'll go from there, okay?
Works for me.
All right. Okay. We are paying attention and not paying attention because they're telling us to not pay attention. We've got banks going down, and I want to thank Sticks for being with me this morning. And I know it's not affecting us, and smoke and mirrors going on here. We've got political theater going on over here, and then we've got a former president who they are eroding his liberties while they're eroding our liberties at the same time. You've got a president who is opening up pipelines and back in, my head is, I'm like a fishbowl. I'm not, you know, I used to be able to handle one thing at a time. But am I the only one? And then I'm listening to this China thing going on. And China's not happy about the United States, Australian, Great Britain threesome pack. So they got a submarine thing going on down there. We're going to send them some more stuff out there. What in the world is going on, guys?
Well, there's so much to unpack here. The submarine thing, as far as I'm concerned, that's just China blowing a lot of hot air.
Okay.
The Australians already have a submarine force. They got a diesel submarine force. And I guarantee you that they're nuclear weapons capable. That's not saying that they have them. But you can put a nuclear tip tomahawk in the same tube you can put a conventional tip tomahawk. Because they're shooting our tomahawk missiles.
I agree with you 100% there.
Yeah. So that's just blowing smoke.
What's Australia supposed to do? Just sit there and let China take over the seaways?
The only thing nuclear powered submarines gives them is sustainability underway.
Correct.
You know, a nuclear powered submarine, the only thing that keeps it from staying underwater permanently is the crew can't deal with it. You run out of groceries, and we get on each other's nerves after a while.
And they're a little quieter, correct?
No, diesels, nothing quieter than an electric motor underwater. Diesels are absolutely the quietest submarines ever devised by humans. Actually, the Germans have the quietest ones. They've got an air-independent propulsion system that runs on a fuel cell, the Germans and the Dutch. But the problem is sustainability at sea. You know, it's nothing for, we used to call it eating our way to the deck.
Mm-hmm.
You would stack the passageways clear full of groceries and you'd go to sea for 4 months.
So let me ask you this.
We've been doing that for 70 years.
So
1957 was when we launched the USS Nautilus.
Should we be concerned about it? Should we be concerned? Because, I mean, right now we've got enough going on. And you're listening to Tracy and friends, the number here, and please post it, send it out. The number here is 515-602-9695.
I mean, you always want to be worried, but on the grand scheme of things, I wouldn't worry too much about this. If there was 100 items out there, it'd be towards the bottom.
So wait a minute.
That guy's got a history of his inflammatory rhetoric, right?
Yeah. I would be more concerned about the Nord Stream pipeline being blown up.
Why is that?
In my opinion, we did it. In the 70s, we were parking submarines over top of communications line inside Murmansk Harbor and tapping them. It's unclassified information now. If we can park a submarine on top of and tap a communications cable, we can blow up a submerged pipeline.
So there's three separate explosions, right?
I'm not sure.
That's what I read.
And I understand that we're benefiting from it. I'm starting here because I've been watching and paying attention to the news lately because you guys knew I took a vacation and I laid back for a minute. And you know, I came back with artificial intelligence. And I'm finding out that we're at war. We got Twitter files. You've got China in war. We've got fentanyl. We've got epidemics. You don't want to go to Mexico because you can't go on vacation there. I don't understand how you could be at war with the Ukraine, but yet you're still supplying grain. I need for people to understand that what's going on, the Willow Project, you got President Biden. He said that he's not going to open up a pipeline because he's going to be the clean energy guy. And now he's in Alaska and he's opened up pipelines, but he shut down. What was the one that shut down through the country?
Well, the Willow Project's a joke. For one thing, it's been permitted. The permitting process has been going on since the 1990s.
Huh?
And it's only 550 acres out of 16 million we have a set-aside petroleum reserve in Alaska of 16 million acres. And this is 550 acres inside that 16 million.
Okay, can I ask you a question, guys? I brought up the China thing. I played a minute and a half of stuff. You told me, don't worry, Xi Jinping, he's blowing smoke and mirrors. I bring up the other thing. You said, don't worry about it, we got this. Then what are we? What should we be paying attention to right now?
Well, there's a couple of things that happened yesterday. So, and I think I sent you the text message on it. You know, the House Oversight Committee finally got the, what do they call it, suspicious activity reports from the Treasury.
Yeah.
So they have the emails and different records from, they know that the payments were made. Now they have corroborating evidence that that was paid. And that's kind of big. You know, it's been pushed to the side with China, the banking crisis, and all this other stuff. But that's big, huge. The Oversight Committee is probably one of the strongest in the in Congress, right? And so they're gonna dig into this. They had actually subpoenaed records back going 14 years of different associates that were in business relationships with the Biden enterprise. Is that the best way to say it? yeah, because I mean it's not just Hunter, it's his brother. I mean there's a lot of family involved, but
I didn't see that on the news.
Well, of course, you're here in China and you're here in
Larry. I told you, I got Willow. What did I just tell you? I got Australian, United Kingdom at the World Food Program. I got Alaska. I've got Akis. I've got Buckus. Where was that?
What happens when it comes to light that the current occupant in the White House used to be as the vice president is beholden to that same China that's doing all the saber rattling? You think that guy would have talked like that with 45 in office? He would have got this. He would have got a nice quick response about like Rocket Man did, right? I guess, you know, and you already had the thing on the banking. That's a big deal.
We got to talk about the banking. Just because we talked about it earlier, that was an informative session. This is a conversation. I'm still confused because I understand why we did the depositors of one bank. But there was a private bank there that we did the depositors on, and there was a bunch of millionaires we bailed out.
It would be nice, just like everything, what's going on with those banking and the contagion and the backstop and all the stuff that we're doing right now, is it would be nice if you could say it was one thing, but it's a conglomerate of things. One of the big things is the fact that inflation, I mean, they're sitting there applauding inflation that it only rose 0.4% month over month, still rose, but year over year, it's up 6.4%. So inflation had a lot to do with it because the Fed was forced to do what they've been doing, which is amping up the interest rates.
Going back to what I said, where are we? Are we at money? Are we in inflation? Are we at the country being hijacked?
I think that there is a group of very powerful people that are in the process of dismantling the United States one piece at a time. And if we don't get our heads out of our backsides pretty quick here and pay attention, we're going to lose our republic and nobody's going to fire a shot. I mean, you know, this banking thing, now you're starting to see advertisements on the business channels about a digital dollar.
They tell me what happened in the Simi Valley had a lot to do with digital dollars, Bitcoin.
A U.S. currency digital dollar.
What do you mean a U.S. currency digital dollar?
Issued by the Federal Reserve.
Instead of them printing the money like they're doing, it'd be digital. But once it's digital...
There won't be no more lumpy handshakes for the preacher anymore.
We already have... Is that because the money can get a virus from it? and then they run out of coins and they ask you not to use it. They want everybody to go to.
Control it, Tracy. They can control how you spend it too, right?
If your entire world runs across your debit card, and they don't like the fact that you bought 3 six-packs of beer this week, well, you're not going to be allowed to buy the fourth one. You can buy anything else you want, but you can't buy another six-pack of beer because that's bad for you. Or, you know, you had steak 3 times this week, so you can't buy any more steak. You've got to buy fish. Or, you can't buy any meat. You have to buy vegetables because you're eating too much meat, and that's bad for you, so you got to buy vegetables. Or, you know, you can't go on vacation because it's bad for the environment, so we're not going to let you buy any gasoline outside of your zip code.
So, okay, let's, I'm a little old. You know, Sticks, I'm going to turn 59 this year.
Yeah, me too.
And while I was in school, there were a couple things that I learned, and one thing I learned is Schoolhouse Rock.
Mm-hmm. I bought them for my grandkids.
And one of
them bought the whole DVD series for my grandkids.
Okay, you got something to play it on?
Yeah, they do. They still got a DVD player.
When you look at the really, we the people. In order to form a more perfect union. What happened to us? Where are we? And when are we going to take the we and become the people again of the United States of America? Do we understand that everything that we've spoken about in the last few minutes is going to erode everything that you and I have known about this whole generation? Do we understand how serious that is? And while we sit back and we watch rocks pop on TikTok, we go around and we want to hip hop, but no one's having serious conversations about what we're talking about here, and it's going to slap us like a box of rocks, especially our generation who was born in the 60s and the early 70s and 80s. Do we understand that?
Some of us do.
Yeah, some of us, I would say that. You know, Tracy, it's almost, they've almost come full circle. So you hear, I've mentioned it on this air a few times, Cloward Piven strategy, right? That was initially, those were two professors at Columbia back in the early 60s. They were looking at the welfare system. They wanted, and their whole thing was to over, or basically swamp it. And as we just saw during COVID, when you scare people, right? When was the last time you seen anything on any of these major networks about COVID and the spread and we were forced, I mean, fed that every day.
I'm trying to figure out when they're going to give President Trump his props and said the China virus was from Wuhan, the little shop that we've been talking about since 2020, and say that he didn't lie and they didn't listen to him and it was polarized and it was a lot of BS and we then went through a lot of hoops about a lot of nothing.
I hear him advertising the shots now. You know what they're saying? Or, you know, these new next generation is maybe from Omicron, and nowhere in any of the commercials do I hear it's going to stop the spread. It will prevent you from catching it. All those lies that were told to us, right? Natural immunity is actually a little better than what they're preaching, right, than the shot. So all those stuff, I mean, ivermectin,
okay,
right? That was a horse medicine. That's an absolute falsehood. You know what I mean? If that's what you were fed, so they scared everybody and took away your rights. You couldn't even go to church, right?
I have relatives that are so invested in the Democrat Party and in government that they refuse to admit that they were lied to. You can show them the videotape and they won't admit that they were lied to through all of this.
I don't understand that. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been wrong a couple of times. I'm wrong, you know, was wrong yesterday, I think. But really?
The only way you keep your credibility is if you're willing to admit when you were wrong.
When do people stop looking, when reading and listening and hearing that we are being led down a primrose path of something that we don't know what it's about?
Tracy, I one of the things that it just drives me crazy, in our community, for instance, right? We have no problem.
Who's our? Who you? Who we don't know. Who you people? Who your people? Who's our? That's a you people statement.
I will say people in our community,
who's our?
Both here in Texas and in Ohio, some people will believe it wholeheartedly that JFK was assassinated and the government was responsible, that Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, you can go down the list, right? That but won't believe that there are people pulling those strings that have zero interest in any of us being successful. All they want is that power and control, right? So I go back to Chris Rock's thing where he just did last week on Netflix, Selective Outrage.
What did you think about that?
We oh boy.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, continue your statement. Don't change the subject.
But I equate it to that. We selectively believe that government is not out for us, like in those things that I just mentioned. But then if you say, hey, this is kind of BS, this, you know, ivermectin and the, you know, the fact that the mask didn't spread this, or you had to be 6 feet away from everybody and close down the businesses and everything when, and COVID only affected you in the airports when you were walking in the aisles, right? When you were seated in a restaurant there or drinking a beer, COVID magically disappeared. You know what I mean?
Well, the alcohol kills the COVID, Larry.
Remember, it had a curfew also.
The alcohol kills
the COVID.
Yeah,
it had a curfew.
It had a curfew also. But listen, look at today, the news outlets, the information. Again, I'm having a problem with this signature bank thing because I'm looking at a private bank and then this other bank and don't get me wrong, it's getting caught up in it. I understand that we should support the depositors. I'm with all that. I'm not against all that.
The thing is, Tracy, there isn't a single bank in this country that can't be bankrupt tomorrow morning. All it takes is for every depositor in that bank to walk in there at the same time and say, I want my money.
I want my money.
That's correct.
And all the wheels come off.
Correct.
And that's exactly what happened.
No bank, every bank collapse in this nation has been caused by a bank run. And that's what happened to this bank in this Silicon Valley bank. People started saying it's shaky and people got panicky and walked in and said, I want all my money and I want it right now.
Well, that's true that there was a run, but the precipice for everybody to start running was they took a big L, like $1.8 billion. When they sold those treasuries. There were banks, Tracy, leading up to 2021 when they passed the next stimulus, never mind that there was money set aside already in the previous administration that hadn't been spent yet. So they doubled down on stupid and poured more money into the system, which is we're seeing inflation, but it caused these banks. There were banks telling you, don't deposit any more cash. They're telling businesses, I can't take any more cash. Because you have to, it's not like they just sit that stuff in the bank and sit it there. They have to invest it because the bank's got to make money too.
So
they invested it. The safest bet then was to put it in the treasury, the long-term treasuries. What happened then, you started raising interest rates, which the Fed had to do. There was so much money in the system. I read somewhere at one point, 65% of all the dollars in circulation today have been printed in the last 4 years.
Excuse me? Slow down. My ears are my ears are covered up with a headset. And you said how many?
64% of all the money in circulation today has been printed in the last 4 years.
64%.
So
of all the money printed. So remember, every time we bring money in, we burn money, right?
Yeah, they burned the old money, but they were just printing money. Like, I mean, you
they're
can't.
Not even, they're not even
so.
Like, they're not even printing it anymore. They're just punching keys on a computer now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
so is that why the is so so is that why we're trying to shift over to this digital dollar?
It's the same. It's a fiat currency, whether it's a digital dollar,
so,
or it's a paper dollar,
so,
that you got. It's fiat.
So
all, just magically.
Okay, so this fiat currency, who is unstable, we've got China right now, not China, but Mexico right now, in a very, very unusual situation where we can't even go and visit there for spring break. Okay? About they want to join BRIC.
What? Mexico, the president just told, he made a thing yesterday that Mexico's safer than anywhere, everywhere in Mexico is safer than the United States. Then he start rattling off Chicago and
so,
some of the.
Dix, I got to ask you, are you in agreement with what Larry's talking about? And I don't know who Heather is. Heather must be on my link. But hi, Heather. Turn on your mic so we can hear from you. Dix, are you with Larry? What's going on here? What are you thinking?
Well, we're getting hit. We're getting hit by it from all sides at once.
So how do we stop the bruise?
It's almost like it's by design. Milton Friedman taught us, won a Nobel Prize in economics for explaining inflation. And it's nothing new. Anytime you have a fiat currency, you're going to have out of control inflation. And what a fiat currency is, for our listeners that might not know, it's a currency that's not based on basically metal, gold and silver. And right now what's happening to the United States is Russia and China are buying tons and tons and tons of gold, and they're going to retool their currencies backed by metal. And if the United States loses the world's reserve currency, you're going to see a depression in this country worse than 1930.
So,
yeah,
okay,
what
so
do you back
I can't,
it with?
I can't.
What do you back it with, Stick? There's nothing to back it with. Now, I saw some stuff. The largest landowner in this country is the U.S. government. That's a fact. So you could, in theory, back that currency based off on the land.
But land's worth nothing except for the natural resources on it and under it.
Correct.
So, okay, let's understand this. Right now, American politics, going back to what you talked about, the Oversight Commission, the political posturing of the Republican Party and the ignorance and the silence of the Democrat Party when it comes to the leadership of this nation. Our children are in a crisis mode, and nobody wants to talk about that. The education system in the United States has failed them. No one's talking about that. When do we get this, go after this and do something, talk about it, begin to organize before something slams on the brakes and we all go through the windshield?
Well, what I'm seeing, my daughter's 33, my son's 36. And what I'm seeing amongst their age group is a definite split. You have the young people that are in tune to this stuff and understand what's going on, and they're operating their lives accordingly. And then you have the people that are hanging out on TikTok that are clueless about what's going on. And the rift is getting bigger constantly.
You agree, Larry?
I agree in that. I guess the business adage is you can either, those that are successful, it's what they do to what happens to them. Cause some of the stuff's outside of our control. It's how you react to that uncontrollable instance will dictate how you do, right? So what Dix is saying is the people that are looking at it and saying, okay, this is coming, and they're preparing for it. And then there's other people that, like he said, I guess the TikTok analogy would be they're going to have no recourse. They may be angry but, and fearful of everything that's to come, and that's what they want. when you say it almost looks like it's control, it's exactly what they want. Because when you're fearful, you'll sacrifice your rights.
Mm-hmm.
We did it in 9/11, right?
Yep.
We allowed them to create, George Bush created and grew government. There was no Department of Homeland Security, and they what they did now, right? There was no TSA prior to that. And then, what was it, the Patriot Act? There was all kinds of things. And that's because we were fearful. We were fearful.
And
just
I'm,
like COVID.
I'm
we were
sorry.
Fearful as a country. And we allowed stuff to happen.
Larry, mm-hmm. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Right. I was wrong.
You made a mistake?
Yes. I did. I was wrong because I was in favor of the Patriot Act when it went through.
Well, so was I.
I have to be. Oh no, I've got to say, I fought for it. I believe I was on the air. I was for it, and I was wrong for being for it because I should have. And I'm learning. I need to read a little bit deeper and a little bit more. Because when I look at what happened with prison, when I'm looking at what happens with the Twitter files, when I'm looking at what's happening with all of the Secret Service, there's top secret files, and then there's top secret files of files. And those files don't expose what they should expose because they're top secret, but you need to know.
Well,
and the surveillance that America has right now on its people and the lack of oversight and the backdrop of power that does not represent the people in a representative government because we are not a democracy.
Well, I hate to beat a dead horse, but our legislatures, state and federal, both state and federal, have turned so much of their authority over to the administrative state.
Yes.
That we're no longer in control.
Because going back to what I said, Schoolhouse Rock. We have taken the power from the people, and if we don't put the power back in the people, and the power back in the people is not with their hands, it's with their brain, it's with information, it's with facts, it's with knowledge, and putting God first.
It all goes back to that one statement that Chuck Schumer made when Trump was going after the FBI and the CIA. And he said, the president needs to shut his mouth because the FBI and the CIA, if they want to come and get you, they got 30 ways from sunny to come and get you. And that should send chills to the bone of every American citizen.
We're not paying attention.
Because you can't fight the federal government. If they want to put you in prison, you're going to prison.
So can I ask you this? I'm looking at President Trump. And I keep saying this, he is either the smartest man or the craziest man I've ever seen and or known and or met and or shaken hands with. Because I don't know why in the world, outside of true love or insanity, he would be going through any kind of this. I believe, in my opinion, he knows more than I know, and I know more than he sees, and he loves this country and wants and loves the future of our children and our children's children more than he loves his reputation and his life.
I believe he, in his statement, and we talked about this, when he said that they're coming after you too. The only things in their way is me.
Yep.
And I truly believe he believes that and all his what he's got left. I mean, man, I don't know if I was in his situation, I'd ride off and just enjoy my grandkids. Golf would do that. But that his conviction to that, and that's why they cannot allow that man back in the White House. Because with 4 years of him, now he's got a taste of the Uniparty. And we've talked about this. I think a lot of people assumed when he said swamp that he was talking about the Democrats. There's a lot of Republicans in that.
There's
swamp.
A lot of swamp.
You see it today.
There's a lot of river, and it runs deep, baby. It runs deep.
When McCarthy released those tapes, there was a lot of Republicans that sided with Democrats.
And there's really And there's Republicans that I never would have thought. Dan Crenshaw was one of them.
Yeah.
I thought he was one of the good guys.
Does not appear, and I've seen a lot of people on different social media talk about that down here, that he's part of the problem. And I didn't believe that, too. I was a big Crenshaw fan. He's not my congressman, but
don't try to put him off on somebody else.
Yeah.
Not my problem. I don't know him. He's not my friend.
Marcus Luttrell's brother got elected down there, didn't he, Larry?
I'm sorry?
Marcus Luttrell's brother got elected down there, didn't he?
Yes, I believe so. That swamp, I heard it was Jason Whitlock call it the Uniparty.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started thinking about that, because I've always heard that, there's no difference between the Democrats and Republicans. That's the Uniparty.
Do you understand how hard it is to turn Northeast Ohio red? Remember, it didn't swing purple.
Mm-mm.
It just went red.
Blue red. Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, the media, and I keep on going back to this, and I keep on going back to all of it. When you look at Twitter and what Elon Musk is trying to expose and what they allow to happen with the media outlets called social media, the micro-targeting and the lack of information that they squeezed out to make sure no one heard anything about what they needed to know.
Well,
that is so dangerous.
What's really dangerous is when you go on a social media platform and you post an actual study done, peer-reviewed study, and somebody claims it's misinformation and they ban it. Alex Berenson has been just savage, and he was a science writer for the New York Times, and all he does is he just gathers reports and puts a staple on them and publishes them.
So going back to President Trump, we have heard, and I have not seen too much that has come out of his mouth that he has been wrong on. Can you please tell me why we have not recanted some of the stories across the way to where people would have their eyes opening up to say, you know what, something is wrong when they told me this for the last 3 years, and now they want to tell me, oh, we just found out.
Well, like Stick said, there's certain people that are so invested, right?
Invested in what, Larry?
Invested in their ideology, their belief to this party, for instance. Stick said it, right? You got relatives that you could show them that, hey, the sky is blue. And because they were told that it was not blue, they're not going to believe that. So there's a certain part of our party too, Tracy, that is inflexible, right? I remember it happened in Ohio, right? They didn't like DeWine. And so they allowed a guy that was the anti-DeWine and Sherrod Brown to become, and DeWine was kicked to the wilderness. I remember going to an event.
I remember that.
They introduced all these people that was down St. Clairsville. They introduced all these office holders, former office holders, and they neglected to mention Mike DeWine. Right? So there's certain, I mean, that's not exclusive to the left.
So let me ask this. When
ideologues on the right.
Uniparty. Not independent. How do we stop? How do we stand? How do we organize? How do we do something different? Because right now, our future depends on our decisions that we make, especially coming up next year. Right now, in the local races, the people that are on the ground are so novice, it's a shame. So they got Manny Moe and Jack running, and anybody can get elected on the local level. And it's kind of sad. So we need to talk about what's happening to your quality of life on the local level, and that's another show. Organizing for the next 2 years and understanding what we need to do and how we need to do this. If we love the America that God gave us, God shed his grace on me. That's the America that we grew up in, the America that we, Sticks, I don't want to agree with you. I want to be able to hang up on you and be mad at you and and get mad at Larry and tear stuff apart and then say I'm sorry and become friends again. I don't want to lose the freedom.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head. You didn't even realize it. The problem is that we have been told for so long that this nation was not founded on Judeo-Christian values, on what Dennis Prager calls ethical monotheism. And we've turned our back on that. Human beings will create a God. Every atheist has a God. And I know people that have, an oath to the Democrat Party when you walk in their home, and it almost looks like something that would have been written by the Nazis. This house believes in the values of the Democrat Party, yada, 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 yada. And it's more than a political statement. It's a religious statement. Global climate change people, that is their religion.
Okay, but I believe that greater is the God that is in me. I believe that Jesus Christ covered all sin, gave me all power through his powerful spirit, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Tell me why the church, the black church, white church, Asian church, Indian church, can't come together to worship in spirit and in truth.
Hey, there was some breaking news just happened. It just popped up. There was a Russian fighter jet. It just popped up on my timeline. I was like, ooh. Tracy just dropped some knowledge, and then I was like, oh, boy, there's some dropping news.
Okay, and
I'm
so
sorry,
the news. Oh, no, that's all right. And the news is, since we can't answer that question, because that was, I mean, breaking news.
Well, yeah. So a Russian fighter jet, looks like there was a U.S. Reaper drone operating in international airspace, and the Russian fighter jet first, like, dumped fuel on it, and then either shot it down or collided with it. But either way, that unmanned Reaper drone is now in the Black Sea.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay,
we got all butthurt. China did that. We shot a balloon down that floated over the United States. Here's a $32 million Reaper drone that was in international airspace near the Ukraine that was just shot down.
Well, Senator Warner said it out loud the other day. This is a proxy war between the United States and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
He said it out loud.
Okay. So,
and the thing is, we're gonna bankrupt ourselves with this war. We can't afford this war anymore.
Stop. What do you mean you can't afford a war? Why are we at war? I don't understand. How did I get here?
Well, because you have a
what is going? No,
a leader in Ukraine, that has been fawned on by the U.S. media over here, saying that, you know, we owe him that money to defend against Putin.
Hear me.
And you've got a weak and feckless man in the White House.
Okay.
Weak leaders always end up with a nation at war.
Okay.
Because right now you've got the rest of the world that has wanted to take the United States down a peg, and they're looking at where we're at right now, and they're saying get them.
Okay. Listen. We are 31, I don't know how many zeros that is.
Trillion. 31 trillion.
I don't know how many.
And climbing.
Things are out of control completely.
Well, and we have another problem in our nation. It's called normalcy bias.
What does that mean?
And there's an awful lot of people that believe that the things that have happened to every empire in the history of this world simply can't happen to us because we're the United States of America.
Hmm.
Lord Jesus, help us.
I have relatives again. When I bring up Venezuela, oh, that can't happen to us. Well, yeah, it can. You know, they're eating the zoo animals down there.
I never thought I'd see where the country would shut down and there would be no one in the streets anywhere in the country, in the world. Well, I mean, you have to understand, when that happened, did you guys lay back on the couch and TV, internet, phone, and look back and go, wow? I mean, did you guys do that? I mean, I did.
I never quit. I don't know. I mean, the people that I hang around, nobody ever missed a lick. You know, my contractors all went to work every day and basically told the government, go screw yourself.
You guys didn't sit down and whine with the wine at 2 o'clock?
No. And what was bad about that was, because I listened to radio, and I was doing a house then. I was flipping a house at that time. I'm sure she's a very nice lady, but what was the governor thinking, putting his wife on to give us tips on how to make flour paste with our children?
Listen, I don't know. I'll say this.
This is the wine.
Oh, yeah, Fran.
Yeah.
Well, I remember she used to hand out that recipe book and all that.
She still does. She still does. And right now, they have a great program right now here. And I need to get her on. They do she and Dolly Parton do a book where from 0 to 5, a child gets a book, I think, every month.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get them on so they can talk. We can talk about that because that's important. Because people need to know about that operration and that problem, that program there. But
well,
we
also need to talk about, there's a lot of good things that are happening that you're not going to see unless you dig. Angel Network, which is the people that put out the Chosen series.
Yeah.
They've got an entire network now. And it's all run on private donations, and you can go on there, and they've got all kinds of high-quality programming.
Cool.
They don't have any news shows yet, but they've got high-quality programming for children and for adults. And so the stuff is there if you look for it.
But again, the network. But remember, there's no longer a network, and the people who own the communication source are not a part of the people who need to know what's being communicated to. See, there's no local newspapers that are in small little rotundas. There's no small little communication sources that people once had. You know, the daily headlines, they change from community to community. Now you watch any channel, you'll watch the same thing. And just because you watch Fox does not mean you're getting conservative news.
Oh, I agree.
And, you know, you got Newsmax, you got to go there, and if you dig there and you got to stay there, it is not in front of you. And right now, people are having life going on. When you're trying to take care of your wife, your dog, your cat, your kids, and go to work, come home, and do all of that, you don't have a whole lot of time to dig. That's why people are into mindless television, because they just want their brain to take a break. And things that they need to know about is no longer in front of them. They don't even know their children can't read.
And my parents and my grandparents, their attitude was, I elect these people to go do these things for me and look out for my best interest. And I don't think we're getting that anymore.
You have people who are walking into systems that they don't even know how the system works. And by the time they figure out that the system that they're in, they've either been removed, realigned, or reassigned because they don't want people in there teaching people how to get things done, because knowledge and information about how the system works is power.
Well, I honestly believe that it used to be the Democrats and Republicans wanted to get the country to the same place, but they had a little different ideas of how to get it there. And now I believe the majority of Republicans, not all, want to go back and reform the republic as founded, and Democrats want to turn us into communist China.
Well, I'll say this. I don't want to go back. I want to go forward, but I want to go forward with sense. Some things right now, some of this is just stupid. And there's no reason. You would think when you're looking at the wars and the fragileness of America, you would think that you had people who did not want globalism led by a one world government outside of the nation that they live in.
The problem is, Tracy, because I've been reading these commentaries from Prager on the Old Testament, on the Torah. And he keeps bringing up over and over and over again. The Jews have their festivals and have their remembrances because it is their religious and national identity. And when a nation loses its history, it loses its future. And we have completely and totally whitewashed our history, and we have turned it into a cartoon character. And we should be honest enough to talk about the good and the bad and the ugly.
So when do we? I know here on Tracy and Friends we do, and we're getting our wings up again. It's always good to see you guys. We're getting our wings up again. It takes a minute to I'm watching nature and morphing and redesigning and understanding that you have to reset in life. There's pivots in life and navigations that take you through life to get you into a better place. And we've got to start trusting in God and not in man.
Tracy, you mentioned Elon Musk a little bit earlier.
We got time. Please.
Yeah.
I said
so,
Twitter and nobody jumped in. Twitter is Musk now, ain't it?
Yeah,
you're
I'm
so late.
Now. So we talked about it earlier.
What about him?
He's an
African-American.
Yes, he is African.
Yes, he is, absolutely.
He is the richest man in the world, and he's an African American.
Yeah. So entities that he controls have been buying up land in and around Austin, Texas, about 3,500 acres. They're planning a city, I think it was called Snailville or something like that, in reference to his the avatar that's used for that boring company. And did you take a look at that? On the Boring Company, what he's talking about? The highways and
it's
stuff
a whole
underneath.
It's a whole community.
Oh,
I mean, because remember, he's doing something overseas right now with another country that has a bullet train or something going underwater or under something. They're just not doing it
Snail
here.
Snailbrook. Snailbrook's going to be the name. Snailbrook, Texas. They're going to incorporate it, everything. But, you know, all he's doing is taking modern, because he's taking it to another level. This is a blueprint that Henry Ford did back in 1919. He found out that a lot of his folks didn't have housing, right? And when they was, spitting off the Model Ts, he started building some housing. And if you go to Michigan today, you can see some of that because the neighborhoods are like cookie cutters. The only difference was back then, like the Polish lived here and they had, you know, houses built for them. And the Czechs here and the Slavs, you know, there was a big ethnic community, but all the houses were built the same.
Don't they call that suburbs today?
Yes. Yep. The only difference is, you know, Elon's going to build these houses and everything will be on site there.
So is he going to get the same deal as Walt Disney did in Florida?
I don't know what the
deal
is.
That they just rescinded?
Yeah, Elon normally does it big, and that will be
I have a problem with that because my problem with that is I think back to the company towns in West Virginia, and, you know,
ooh.
Tennessee Ernie Ford, I owe my soul to the company store. I do not want to live in a house that is owned by my employer. Thank you very much.
I can understand that, and it's not that he's forcing people there. What he's seeing is because of the growth down in Texas, specifically Austin, you know, before Elon built that gigafactory, you had Google move their offices down there and all this, so the home values just blew up. And so even though his people were well compensated, they were having a hard time finding affordable housing. Now they'll have it.
So wait a minute,
by the way, there will be a grocery store there for you to go shop at. There will be.
That sounds like a military compound. Commune. That sounds like Waco, Texas.
You could say that. Other than
And going back to Henry Ford, that was his dream. He wanted Fordlandia, that all of his employees would work in his factories. He would take care of them from womb to the tomb. And
that's Julia. Julia.
Square dancing on Saturday night.
Julia, that's Julia. President Obama said from the womb to the tomb. So that can't be. Does everybody want a piece of us? Hello? Did I stutter?
Ultimate power corrupts ultimately.
So President Obama says he wants Julia to go from government system from the womb to the tomb. You tell me. Ford wants me to go from the womb to the why does everybody want a piece of me?
Right now, the biggest thing for any company is human capital, right? I saw the job figures for February. They exceeded expectations. It's crazy what's going on right now. But at the same time, you have companies shedding people. Like General Motors is doing a buyout to try to get to, I think it was 5,000 of their white collar workers, about 10%. Zuckerberg is also doing the same thing. He's shedding about 10,000. At the beginning of the year, Amazon shed a bunch. So at the same time, everybody's talking about I can't find employees, can't find employees, can't find employees. Other companies are stripping them.
Well,
so,
in my opinion on that is, Larry, that everybody I know that has a job where you actually have to work is having a hard time finding people.
You know,
and I don't know about GM, but we've all seen the videos of people at Google and people at Facebook and all these tech companies where they don't do anything. They're just getting a six-figure salary to go and.
Let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. It was a novel idea at the concept that both, especially Google, Microsoft, they have campuses.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt as though if they overpay you and overcompensated you and gave you a fun place, you would work there harder, longer, and smarter. It's like socialism. It gives you the idea that if you give me if you give people stuff, it'll make them want more. And we know that the more you give and you don't work for, the less you work and the less you do. And so they overcompensated these guys, and the market changed, things changed, and they were over leveraged in employees as well as in ideas, because they were investing not only in their employees but their employees' ideas. And it got overrun because, remember, now these companies are no longer private companies with novel ideas. These are companies that are high-performing, and the world now depends on them working and producing. And therein lies the layoff. Because when you look at your bottom line and you look at what's going on and you go, wow, I had a great idea. I've overextended myself, and now I have outsiders asking me, how do I get more profit out of you? And it's not people profit, it's dollar profit. It changed things.
But and there's also, you got to look at the work ethic of the people you're hiring. I got a friend right out of college. His son was the very first IT guy that RV Share, a brand new company called RV Share, hired up in Cleveland. One of his deals was they don't have any vacation. He can take as much vacation as he wants as long as all of his work's done. The kid never takes a vacation. He never takes any time off. And being part of that team, they built that into a multi-million dollar company.
But that's like a balance and discipline.
Airbnb for RVs.
But again, that's like a discipline. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people who have vacation that don't take vacation. I know a lot of people that work straight through their vacations. You got to make them take off, go home. You know, I'm not too far from that. Me taking off was kind of like nuclear for me. But people don't understand. There are people that are just workaholics. They don't know how to stop.
Right.
It's not a good healthy, it's not a good work-life balance, but if you don't take a break, your body will break for you or your mind will.
Eventually, yes.
You're going to break whether you want to break or not.
The only way you can run, somebody like Donald Trump can run wide open like that all the time. Because that man ain't never went to work a day in his life, I don't think.
That's not true. That's not true. And please, we need to quit thinking that my work ain't work because you work with your hands and he works with his brains and he works with your mind. Let me get what he said.
You're missing my point. My point is, it's the old adage, if you do something you love, you'll never go to work a day in your life. He loves what he does so much, he goes to bed thinking about it and he wakes up thinking about it. And with him, I don't think it's as much the money as it is the conquest, the deal.
Well, I don't know, because I think right now he in something that he never thought he'd be in, because he didn't bid a car this time.
You know what, though, Tracy? Did he not want to get in, or did he? Because I know I've seen interviews way back 20, 30 years ago where he was talking about running.
Oh, he wanted in, but I don't think he knew what he was in, and now that he's he just loves that he's in. He's just stupid.
I read his book back in the 90s when he was thinking about it, and he had a really good campaign finance idea. And all it was really very simple. At the end of the day, every campaign, whether you're running for dog catcher or president, you put on your website everybody who gave you a nickel, their name, you publish their name and their address.
You do that anyhow.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
Not if you put it into a pack.
Right.
Packs aren't.
No, because there's a paper trail. I mean, there's a paper trail for campaign finance for everything. It goes, because the pack has to file a campaign finance. So if you go down further, you'll find where the money came from, all the way down to the penny.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to coordinate with the campaign, right? But they do. Tracy. They do. Just go ahead. Both sides.
I can't say that because right now I'm not sure, because I just saw my friend and his buddy get slapped up against the wall. It's called Batchelder and Borges.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure if they were legal or illegal, because nobody stopped doing anything. So I'm so confused about everything.
Well, then there's the other option, though, that I kind of like the best. I think all politicians should be like NASCAR drivers. They should just have to pay. They should just have to put all the patches on their suits every day, and who's paying for them.
Six, do you have a knife in your hand?
Yeah.
Are you
my letter opener?
Why does it look like you're getting ready to cut your buttons off your shirt?
You can
go ahead. No, go ahead. I've been watching it for the last hour. It's kind of cool. I just wanted to make sure my eyes and were working out.
It's my letter opener.
That's what that is?
Okay.
I like letter openers, but look like knives. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. Listen, we are talk radio. You can call us. You can't call us now because we're going off, but when we're live, you can catch us. The number is 515-602-9600. It is live. 515-602-9695. Share with your friends the information, and the content is strictly just opinion. But there's information that you need to know, and if you dig far enough, you will find that you'll grow. We'll see you guys another day. God bless you, and have a good day.
Thanks, Trace.
Hold on.
Take care, Trace.
Larry, find out from your wife if
mm-hmm.
she can hear in the gallery.
Okay.
Because I had her up because I wasn't sure. She said she was on trying to hear. And actually, you know, she can hear live on anything. We're streaming on every platform there is.
Okay.
So she doesn't have to listen to you by coming in. Okay.
Yep.
And then Six, I'm going to get you Sam's number if you want to put together a time and a listen, and because we don't because we're not up against the clock anymore, we can give each other some time. But remember, all of us are long-winded.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. We're all long-winded, and so remember, we've got to give time for time.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody wants all of us, because it's no longer conversational. It's dialogue.
Monologue.
Right. And we want to bring everybody else in. Six, if you can, and or Larry, when we're on, if somebody can go on to either Twitter, and somebody can go on to Facebook, Tracy and Friends, share mm-hmm. it to your pages, as well as monitor it, whether it be on your page or whether it be on Shifting Right.
Right.
So that we, because I can't deal with the dialogue.
Okay.
I can't take on another monitor and or read another thing coming up, or take another mouth.
Yeah, I can.
I guess I need to stop all of this. Yeah.